Continuing with our focus on letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on the way back from Siffin when he was encamped at Al-Hadhirin. We looked at where Imam alayhi salam addresses Imam Hassan, describing himself and his son. Now Imam tells him that now you should know that what I have learned from the turning away of this world from me, that it has overcome me and that the hereafter is approaching me, has made me delve into my own affairs. Since I have cut myself off from everything, and since I have been dealing with myself alone, my desires have gone. And this made me work honestly and wholeheartedly. And I found you, my son. I found you as part of me. Or perhaps, maybe, I found you as my whole. So much so that if anything befell you, it was as though it befell me. And if death came to you, it was as though it had come to me. Then he tells his son, consequently, my son, your affairs meant to me what my own matters meant to me. Thus I wrote you this letter, so that you can rely on it, whether I remain alive for you or I cease to exist. It's putting in such a beautiful way the love of a child that a parent has. You know, when parents think about their children, they not only think of the child's dunya, but they think of the child's akhirah as well. It's a macro picture. It goes way beyond the temporal. And Imam brings this to attention in these few words that he has here. So beautiful. Maybe a poem by Sa'di can encompass all these words of Imam. Sa'di says, what are you fighting for? The contenders have all gone. Prepare yourself for the journey, for the friends have all gone. That wandering dust in the desert, it tells you to depart, since all the jockeys have gone. Alas, the storytellers have all departed. Alas, all the sorrow-filled people have gone. We regret that the holders of spiritual treasures, they left their treasures to friends and have gone. Spring's eyelashes are stained from the departure of friends. They left you in front of your eyes like the clouds. Each moment the breath passes by. When I see, there is not much left of it. You have been unaware, even if you're 50, you have 5 days left. See what you can do with it. Ashamed will be the human being who left without having done any good deeds. The call for departure has come, but he prepared nothing. The sweet sleep and the morning will hinder the walker from going. Anybody who arrived on the scene built a building and then left, leaving his building to others. Others had whims of their own. The building was not even everlasting. Do not, my friends, make friends with an unstable thing. This cruel one does not deserve your friendship. Everybody, good and bad, shall die. Blessed is he who does good deeds in the world. Send in advance a record of good deeds to your grave. Nobody will bring it. You have to send it in advance. Life is short, like snow in the summer heat. There's only a little left, but we're still proud. Diligently listen to Sa'di's advice. The way is like this. Be a human being. Be prepared. So Imam, in those words, is trying to tell his son how much he loves him, how much he cares for him, but a subtle message that death is near for all. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue. And now comes the advice that Imam gives to Imam Hassan alayhi salam.